What's up? My name is Josh, and I'm your Push Coach. Thank you so much for joining me in Season 2, where I'm going to be joined by an all-new co-host, and we'll even have video versions with tons of behind-the-scenes and bloopers. You can check that part of the show out over on YouTube or IGTV. A little about me. After making only 2 sales in my entire first year of business, I've gone on to create a multi-million dollar coaching business, helping people just like you to find confidence, clarity, and become leaders that change the world. I've personally helped 5 different people in 2 different companies to go top 10 and have trained over 40,000 in my online training groups. On this show, you'll get tools and resources that are going to help you to get over your excuses and start recruiting your dream team so that you can go get on your stage. Also, as a free gift, I would love to give you a copy of my best-selling book, F Leadership, totally free. Just go over to joshcoates.com, and I'll even throw in $100 in free instant downloads so you can start leading your team to success today. Thanks for joining me. Let's dive in. All right, guys, welcome back to Your Push Coach. My name is Josh. I'm your Push Coach. I have a really special guest today that's going to blow your mind. I was just telling her, all of my fans have read her book. Everyone knows who she is. You're going to be so excited when you hear who it is, but I'm not going to tell you. Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to read her entire bio and skip her name. She's trying not to talk. She's trying so hard. So she is an author, keynote speaker, thought leader, podcaster, improviser, and the creator and CEO of the House of And. That might have given it away to the big fans, but some might not know it just yet. A possibility-driven education and apparel brand that helps teams, companies, and the humans inside them think like improvisers so they can have more breakthroughs and comments. For the last decade, she has worked with companies like Four Seasons, Marriott, Bank of America, T-Mobile, the Boston Red Sox, sorry, Yankees fans, the Ritz-Carlton, and more, teaching the power of the improvisational mindset. Each year, this person, blank, speaks on stages around the U.S. and beyond to audiences of 10 to 10,000, sharing the power of improvisational mindset with her interactive, high-vibe, and inspirational keynote speeches. I have with me the author of, can you, has anybody guessed yet? Has anybody guessed? She's the author of Fear Is My Homeboy. I got Judy Holler.
Holla. If you know me, you know, I'm sitting over here like, you know, I can't sit still anywhere.
She's trying so hard.
I wanted to like chime in so bad. I love it. That was the most rousing.
Is that fun?
High vibe introduction. Like, I mean, I am so here for it. I am, if you were to ask me who I am at my core, I'm a generator. And I love to make shit happen. And this means that I also break a lot of, wait, can I cuss on this podcast? I'm so sorry. Well, I just dropped an S-bomb.
My book is called Fuck Leadership.
Oh, God, that's right. Okay, great. So we're back. We're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. If you've got littles,
they know.
Great. We've got the explicit content. So I love to make shit happen, which means I also, when we're out there making things happen, we also drop some of the balls and we break things and we fail. And then we have to pick them all up and try again. And so what I love about the space of direct selling and entrepreneurship and just starting and generating anything new is that it requires this beautiful ability to iterate and improvise and to sort of fall in love with the process. And I think if you could get really good at that, you can apply those techniques to real tragedy in your life, real trauma in your life, as well as the really cool business things that are happening as well. And we can explore that, but just really glad to be here, man. So glad.
I'm so thankful to have you. And we've also, and we have so many creatives listening to this because I launched a life coach certification this year. We've got life coaches listening. We've got course creators listening.
All the creative babies. I love it. Let's go.
All the creatives. So here's what I want to know. I want to kick it off with this.
All right.
What led you to your first endeavor as a creative entrepreneur? Like, what was the thing that like, what was your moment, or man, maybe it wasn't a moment, maybe it was more of a season, whatever that was, what kind of got you into that space?
I would say I've always been a bit of a creator. I think I've always loved, I was a radio television major in college. Okay, cool. So I, you know, I either wanted to be Katie Couric. Thank God I did not go into news. I did not go into news. The universe was watching out for me, or I wanted to be an MTV VJ. And I don't know if you're young, you remember those? Downtown Judy Brown every day in my mirror, read my book to get that story. I actually flew to Chicago by myself. I was like 22, got out of my final round of college finals to go audition for MTV Wanna Be a BJ. Got to the very, very, very final, right, and did not make it. Totally bombed. But I did learn a lot about myself. So I guess I've always loved storytelling and performance and radio and television and all of that. And I was the kid in school who did speech meets instead of sports. So I'd memorize monologues. So I feel like this has always been in my bones, but I don't think I realized that I had the ability to monetize it until I moved to Chicago. I found myself getting into, because when I graduated college, 2001, you know, 9/11 had happened. So the world sort of shut down and everything stopped and people weren't hiring. The world got weird. I was bartending and ended up getting myself into the hospitality industry by way of meetings and events and started working for hotels. And so I was able to use my gift of storytelling and just sort of connecting and energy, really the energy I can sort of use to connect with people. I started doing that in sales and marketing for hotel companies that turned into a really big career. I opened hotels, worked for Marriott, Omni, Starwood, all kinds of hotels, got a big promotion, went up to Chicago, and here was the flashpoint. And when I realized, like, cause I, you know, I was always like, is this it? Right. Like, but I always knew there was something more, but I was like, well, maybe this is it. Right. I will just sales and marketing. It's my thing. Like I can do that. I can give presentations. Like I can do this. And I loved doing it, but it was when I decided at the age of 30, so I wasn't a young whippersnapper, to take an improv class at night in Chicago. Okay. I knew no one in Chicago. I mean, knew like two people. I was trying to make waves. I was single. I just knew if I wanted to do something different or to make a connection or to get out of my little apartment, I had to shake it up. And you know, I had always loved Saturday Night Live and I had always heard of Second City. And I said, let's go take an improv class. And it was in that moment of opening the door, which is why that's the mantra of the House of Anne, right? Like the second I opened the door to that improv classroom, I opened the door to what truly became the rest of my life. And I did that while my knees were shaking like Bambi. I was scared to death. I was scared to death every single day. And I just kept doing it. And that's when I was like, shit, Josh, like, I could potentially do this. And at the time I thought I was going to go work for Second City. And then I said, well, why don't I go work for myself? And it slowly became a thing. Like I just started blogging and speaking about it and leading sales meetings. And then it turned into a job.
That's so awesome. You want to hear something crazy?
Yes.
Also started at 30.
Oh, did you wait, hold on. Have you done improv?
No, not improv, but 30 is when I like started my business. Out. That's when I signed up for my life coach training.
What's your, hold on. What, when were you born? What's your
December 29th.
Happy birthday coming up.
Thank you. I'll be 38. So 1983. 38.
Okay, cool. So you're an 80s baby. I was 76. Mm-hmm. So I'm 45 years old. So we're in that time frame of like, yeah, we can relate to a lot of those things, but I love that you were a 30, like so many people assume.
Right.
That they're too old at 30. And I thought I was too old at 32. But now to be 30 again, I'm like, holy shit.
Well, yeah. I was a 30-year-old who'd been playing music my whole 20s.
Oh, my gosh.
I was detailing cars by day, playing music, playing in rock bands on the weekends. Mm-hmm. And I got to the point where I was just like, I could start to see potentially where music could go. Kind of the same way I've been publishing my books. I was like, we're going to be indie artists, but if we build big enough of a following, we can put our own money out to get on the radio. But I just started realizing how many years that was going to be. And I had, I'm from Oklahoma. So I had 3 kids at the age of 30. That's, that's not the life in Chicago.
Pretty standard.
But that's the life in Oklahoma, right? Yep. And I was like, these babies, man, they're going to be 40 before this music takes off, right? And so, yeah, it's funny. We have kind of parallel stories a little bit.
And isn't that the fun of it, though? Because if, like, I think about, someone sent me a DM about a year ago, and this is someone from my previous corporate life. Okay. And it was a very passive aggressive DM that said this, wow, you've changed. And I go, okay, well, thank you. Because aren't we supposed to change? Yeah. Like, isn't that the metamorphosis of a butterfly? Like, the point is,
I know,
change.
Right.
And, but if your change can make other people very uncomfortable.
Correct.
And while I may disappoint others in my life, I can't avoid that. The one person I will never disappoint is myself. Because that's who I wake up with, and that's who I go to bed with. Ride or die, you know?
And it's like, so I tell my clients this all the time. I'm like, if we don't have something bigger to reach for and dream for, and it doesn't always have to be a nicer car or bigger house. It can be the people that we want to help, the people that we want to change. And if along the way you want to buy 40 cars, awesome,
good
buy 40 cars, right?
For you.
But like, but like, if there's not something bigger in life to do, what's the point of waking up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Like, what are we even doing? And I'm not trying to, like, obviously be an advocate for, like, ending your life or anything like, but I'm just trying to get people to, like, think about this. Like, if you're going to take up space on the planet for another 50 years, and, like, let's be real, that's going to come with hurt and pain no matter what you do or don't do, right? So like, if it's going to be 50 years of hurt and pain, let's at least be hurting, challenging ourselves and going for something we really want. Versus the hurt and pain of, oh my God, I'm
regret
so tired of this life. I can't stand my career. I can't stand my relationship. You know what I'm saying? Like, regret to me is like, that's literally my biggest fear.
Yeah. Same. You know, I was talking about this earlier today. I think what's so screwed up with a lot of the dialogue in our culture, and a lot of the women listening will be able to relate to this, but
they're all women.
I don't know.
They're all women.
But Josh, I'm just saying, as a dude, I bet you can too. So check this out. How many times, like when you were in corporate, did you ever work in corporate, or did you go from music to this?
No. I detailed cars, which is non-corporate, very non-corporate, blue collar.
So a lot of times when you have a job in corporate, right, with a 401k and an office and you park in the parking garage and you work, go in, get in at 8 and you leave at 5. And this is what you do. You will hear from the common folk, the people in your family, your parents, your friends, if you start complaining about, you feel itchy, and is there something bigger, you will hear, well, you know what? Just put your head down and be grateful.
Right.
Be grateful you have a job, and be grateful you have insurance, and the world is crazy, and just be grateful. And so this instills a settling.
Totally.
And a settling that can almost lead to a debilitating fear of making any sort of movement. Because who am I, first of all, to think I could do anything other than this? And also, am I just some ungrateful piece of crap? Because I don't want this job. There are people that are starving and like, oh my God. So I should put my head down and get back to work and just be grateful. And you know what? What I am here to tell you, and what I'm always reminding myself of, is that you don't need to be a martyr to make it, right? You don't have to suffer in order to succeed.
Right.
And the beautiful thing about life, and I think where people get it wrong, is that so many times we are looking outside of ourselves for the answer and for reassurance and for all of that. And the truth of the matter is, you're like Dorothy, like you've always had it in you, right?
Yeah.
And the goal is to come back to yourself for those answers and to define leadership your way and success your way and parenthood your way, because there's no way to make everybody else happy. And I think the one thing we can all agree on is that time is finite. Mm. The time is now. Like you, and it's currency. Every day you're spending money. Right. Like people forget about that. There's money, and that's energy, but time is money. It's this age old like saying, but it's the truth. Like, dude, are you wasting your time? Or are you wasting money today?
Right.
Or are you making money today? And I'm not talking about money as in like cash in the bank, although it could be, but like and you can't get it back, at least with money.
Right.
Josh, I could go make it back. I could find ways to double it, triple it, move it around, slide it here, save it. Like, dude, it is it. You are done. The time is now. We need to open the door now. That's what we're doing inside the House of Ann. We're helping people open doors to what's possible and we're helping them do it now.
I love that. Tell me more about the House of Ann. I want to hear more.
Yeah. So this was born in the pandemic, really. It was born out of a forced slowdown.
Okay.
So like everybody else, when my business hit a brick wall, you know, keynotes are what I do primarily. Okay. And of course have books and we're you know, course and workbooks and a podcast and, you know, all kinds of things. But keynote speaking was my bread and butter. And while we knew we had to diversify the business and we were starting those conversations, bringing certain products to the line and thinking about coaching and courses and all this stuff, we just hadn't done it yet. Pandemic happened and we're like, oh gosh.
Right.
So I had this sort of forced time to really think about what should come next. So one of the ways I do that when I feel like I am playing it too safe and when I feel like I'm stuck and when I feel like I'm in a rut, I know it's time to add something new, which is absolutely an ampersand, an and moment.
Yeah, yeah,
because when you are stuck, you're not getting uncomfortable enough. You need to bring someone new or something new, or you just got to mix up your environment. So I hired a business strategist.
Okay.
He is a former SVP at Nike, designed Air Jordans, got to know him through a community.
No.
Yeah.
Stop
he's a
it.
Big
Stop it right
fucking
now.
Deal.
He's
a big
Stop
fucking
it right
deal.
Now. I want to be his friend.
He's a badass. So I had gotten to know him 2019 and had been watching his work and such a big fan. And honestly, had never thought of working him in this with him in this capacity until I was forced to slow down and really take a big look at the business. And I knew that I wanted a coach, but I also wanted to really deeply apply design strategy to what came next for my business. I had this book called Fear is My Homeboy, but what we are doing inside the community and inside our work is so much more than fear. It is a mindset and a set of tools that really help you brace for impact in life. So I was stuck, Josh, and I hire Ken. I fly in March of 2020 and I go out to Palm Springs by myself. I saw him at a conference speak and we got to know each other on Instagram, but I had never like met him in person. I fly out to his home in Palm Springs and I spend a weekend there applying design strategy to business.
Yeah.
I went there having no clue what was going to happen. I left there with the House of Ann. So on day one, Friday morning, on our agenda, we had spent Thursday night dinner getting to know each other. He's like, literally the first question he asked me is, tell me about Judy as a little girl, right? So when you work with someone, are they listening? Are they asking the right questions? Do they really know who you are in your bones? Because how can anyone help you, right? A good coach, your coach, you've got it in you. They just ask the questions, the right questions.
Exactly. Yeah.
So Ken was firing off these questions. And on Friday morning, he says, be at my house at 8 o'clock, put on your hiking clothes. We're hiking this mountain in my backyard. And this is the agenda item we're going to talk about. We're hiking up this mountain. It was a 2-hour process. We're on the back end of the mountain coming down. I've been with this dude for 90 minutes. And I look at him and it's like I had seen him for the first time. And he's wearing a t-shirt that has the ampersand on it, which is the and symbol.
Yeah.
And I stopped and I go, dude. And he goes, what? I go, that's it. He goes, what? He goes, I go, your shirt. He goes, and he just smiles. And he did it. He wore that shirt on purpose. And he goes, the shirt. And I go, and it has always been and. So the answer to your question is this. And then after that was born the House of And. We spent the next 2 days building what has become the House of And, and really began the process of what that story should look like. And that was in March. And now here we are today about to really launch the company. But the big idea behind your question and the answer to it is, in the improv theater, the first thing we learn is yes, and that's how we move things forward on stage. Yes, I hear you. So someone it's the first piece of training in the improv theater. It's like a famous thing. It's not mine. It's improvs.
Yeah.
So someone gives me a piece of language on a stage. We get a suggestion. Mm-hmm. Someone starts off with something. And then I, in order to move it forward without a script, would respond. It's a tool we use. We would say, yes, and I'd add something new. And then the person would go, yeah, and we yes, and. It's forward momentum. It is acceptance, all of this. And what I came to realize is that, yo, yes isn't enough, because you can say yes in this life and still be complacent. It is and. It is movement. It is saying yes, and.
Yeah.
Time. Josh, you could probably look at your life right now and think of a million doors you've continued to open, especially when you were lost. That is an ampersand. That's an and moment. So what we're doing inside the House of And is we are using the transformational power of and to help people open more doors in their lives and remind them they've always had the power. So we're just shaking up an improv tenet and we're remixing it in a way that it's never been remixed. And it all happened in the desert in March of this year. So
I love that.
Yeah,
love that.
It's exciting.
And is one of my very favorite coaching tools to use with people.
Tell me how you use it. Like, tell me about that.
Well, because so I have this saying that says that our limiting beliefs are constantly looking for a story to justify our fears and excuses. So we make up a story that counts us out, right? Like, well, and like, for instance, I taught on a call today and I was talking about energy and how energy is all of the difference in your approach to sales, to content, to everything you do. And then just for fun, I always do this. I like brought my volume way down here and I talked like this and I was like, do you see the difference, guys? Like if I would have came on the call like that, you'd all would have checked out like 20 minutes.
Goodbye.
Like, energy's everything, right?
Yeah.
But as I explain this, I also know that every single one of you on the call is like, yeah, but I'm an introvert. So let me just be clear that energy does not mean extroverted. That's how it comes through me, but it's not probably how it comes through you. And I have to always add that because I know literally as I'm talking, they're looking for the way to count themselves out, right? So like what I, when someone tries to do that, well, Josh, like I can't do what you do because I'm an introvert. And I'm like, well, why can't we be introverted and energetic? Like, why does it need or why can't you be the best mom you've ever been in your entire life and grow your business by 100% this year? Who said you can't? So it's like everyone's always trying to choose one or the other because that keeps them in their place of comfort, right? It keeps them in their place of, well, now I don't have to do the thing. If I can make up an excuse for why, this is what cracks me up is we will actually find an ethical reason to not do what other people do, even though it's what our heart's asking us to do, right? That, and that's what your friend was doing when your old friend messaged and said, you've changed. What they really meant was, I would love to do what you do, but in order to do that, I have to sell out. I have to be this and this and this and this, or I can be authentic and genuine to my true self. And what they were doing, they were taking the moral high ground for not changing, because to change means to be inauthentic to who you really are. And you're saying, no, I'm going to be authentic and transform.
Yeah.
And, and then that's what people always try to do. They're always trying to use or.
Any better way to be? Like, I don't understand, you know, if you think about like creation, speaking of creativity and authentic selves, creation is really like you think of like bands you connect with, music you connect with, cars you connect with, things, shoes you wear, stuff you wear, logos you wear on your chest, right? Like tattoos you get on your body, like anything that has been created. The reason you are connected to it is because your soul, the root of who you are, is connecting with the soul of that work. So think about it this way. If you are creating from an inauthentic place, like if you're, this is why I hate fake it till you make it. And there's a better way to say it. And we could talk about that.
Yeah.
But if you are faking and not being authentic to who you are now, now at the beginning, then you are, you know, you are getting people connected to you that are connected to something false, and that's just gonna freaking backfire. So you might as well be yourself now. And I found that to be really powerful, a really good reminder to like, just be yourself, like just create what feels right for you, because then you will find the like-minded souls that vibe with that. And the ones that don't can go find what does, right?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I think that it is important to point out, we're two loud personalities here, and we're not telling anybody else to come be a loud personality. I mean, I was a performer on stage. You were a performer on stage. Here, you know what I think people do? I call it copy culture. And I think that when people don't know how to listen to themselves, or they don't trust their own talent, they look for people to copy, and they tend to be drawn to loud people like us. Cause like, let's be real. We demand attention when we walk into the room. That's just what we do. Right. But I'm looking at your background, and it's pink and it's bright and it's
energy.
Vibrant.
I love energy colors.
And, I love it. But something I hear from people sometimes is like, well, I'm like kind of just like vanilla. And I'm like, so go be so fucking vanilla, because like there's so many other people out
there vanillas
that are annoyed by us, right? There are people that get around us and they're like, you literally drive me crazy because you're too much. And I want
they get energy from you. You know, they get something from you that they don't have inside of themselves, which pulls something out. And I think it's just about, you know, I think I remember when I was starting my business early too, you know, when you don't know what to do and you've never been an author, a speaker, a carpenter, a magician, whatever it is you're trying to go be in life, of course you're going to look at other carpenters and magicians to figure out what it is to go do. Right. There's nothing wrong with seeking inspiration, but there's something very different behind copying. So I felt like I tried on a lot of coats as I was out there practicing and deciding who I wanted to become in the world. And as I, you know, started running the reps, I started building confidence, which allowed me to be a little bit more myself and a little bit more myself and a little bit more myself. And I think it's okay to look around, but it's just always find your job as a creator, your job as a business owner is to take what's happening to you, take what inspires you, everything.
Yeah.
I mean, everything in the world everything's a remix, right? Yeah. And so your job is to take what's inspiring you, whether it's a piece of content, a person, a sunset, and put your perspective on it. Because that's what's unique and original. And it's just worth reminding people that, like, it's okay to look around for inspiration because there's a lot of great people that are guiding the way. But we need you. We need your stories and no one can compete with that. And you don't have to be an extrovert to run a very successful, let's just get that. That's a limiting belief
because
extroversion. And I'm neither. I'm more of an ambivert. I am way more introverted than people can imagine, but I know how to, if I were to be on this podcast like this, like to your point, it'd be fucking lame. So I'm here. I'm going to bring my energy. I'm going to give that to you. You've invited me here. I'm your guest. So let's show up for Josh. But I get ready for this. I had moments of silence. I have candles lit in my office. I took a vibe before I got onto this. I've had a day of media. So I will sleep well tonight. And I do the things I need to do to get myself ready for events like this. Yeah. And that's okay too.
I love that. One of my favorite things to do for inspiration, because I am in a world full of women. And if I'm not careful, I find myself branding to the women instead of for, like from me, if that makes sense. And that has been a struggle for me. I've had to like, be like, wait, get out of whatever, like, you don't need your stuff to be what they wanted to see or what you thought they wanted to see, like go. So one of the things that I do coming from like the music scene, I'll go look at bands' websites. I go look at my favorite cocktail bars and I look at what they're doing on Instagram. I look at my favorite coffee shops. My most recent favorite templates in Canva, I type in coffee shops and it pulls up all this really, really cool, like art deco looking stuff.
Cool.
That's my favorite thing in the world. I love that. What do you do? Like where do you go to find your creative vibes?
Oh, I love this question. So I'm big on this. So I feel like the quality of your inputs directly affects the quality of your outputs, right? So if you're only looking at and following people who talk like you, look like you, think like you, you're not going to have a really creative output system. And you're not going to be a real exciting person to sit next to at dinner. It's all about learning new things. So I love following DJs and dancers and graffiti artists and jazz musicians. And those are probably the places I play the most artists, people who create, I have some jewelry designers I love to follow. Nice. There's a couple really kick-ass t-shirt companies out there. Like, what is it? Psycho Bunny and Johnny Cupcakes and just really, I think what people would be surprised, and I don't follow a lot of speakers on purpose. I don't care. Sometimes I'm more annoyed by, because there's a lot of ego. There are some people that are not, and they're so cool and they're so gracious. Totally. And so those people are in my circle. But I, like, I'm not a member of like the Speakers Association, any of that. I go outside of it. I want to be outside of that space. I want to get my inspiration from other places because I'm an entrepreneur first. And I just so happen to speak about the things that I'm building and that I'm making. And it's not to say that I don't get inspiration from, you know, Simon Bailey and Mel Robbins and some of the greats that I get to. Oh my God. Totally. If you've never seen Brendon Burchard on a stage, he is a magician as a storyteller, like phenomenal stuff. So I love the art of studying really cool performers. But jazz, graffiti,
I love that.
Hip hop, DJs. That's kind of so where I play.
No, I love to hear you say that so much because I feel bad sometimes that I don't like follow more speakers and stuff because I'm
and
just,
I don't want
like,
to compare myself, to be
I've
honest.
Tried. I'm like, I'm trying to follow these people. The only person I really love following is Gary V just because he cracks
me up. Oh, I love Gary V.
He just cracks
me. Like, I love him. I love him.
This guy just gives zero fucks.
Zero fucks. Just
whatever he wants.
I love it. It's so freeing.
His thumbs up, thumbs down segments. I'm like, this is amazing. Is this
the best?
Is this a sports show? Like, I don't even know what's happening on your page right now. And I love that I don't
put him in like the, I mean, I know he speaks. He's an entrepreneur for me. I don't even put him in that. Like, he's a thought leader. Like he's in the bucket of like Mel and Oprah and all that stuff. Like, you know, people that like just Tim Ferriss and Seth Godin and people that just give you those nuggets and Adam Grant and all these people. Right. But yeah, like and to be fully transparent, there are people I don't follow. And it's not because I don't have deep respect for them or it's not that I don't dig them. I just, in full transparency, I can't go down the comparison rabbit hole. Like I can't feel, I can't have jealousy. I can't open my Instagram feed and instantly feel like a piece of shit because I see you on a stage that I want, or I see you looking phenomenal, but like, oh my God, I look like a freaking sloth in my last photo. Like, do you know what I mean? Like, let's be real. The comparison game is real. And honestly, it's a mental fitness practice for me, you know?
I
gotta keep my head in the game.
I totally
agree.
It's hard enough. Yeah. And that's why I love to go look at cocktail places and coffee shops and stuff like that for design, because never have I gone to one of their pages and been like, oh shit, they put out a new latte today.
Like, oh my God, I hate myself. No, you don't. Like I see a speaker on a stage that I've been wanting to get on for like 5 years and I wake up in a great mood and then I go to bed like feeling like, I literally am drinking my coffee feeling like my life is over.
Right.
Like I am worthless. I'll never, like, so it's the real deal. You could look at someone like me and think, oh my God, look at her. She's at the top of her game. Are you kidding me? You speak on all these stages. But no, I mean, no one's going to be harder on me than myself. So I don't need any more distractions. Yeah. And that's just the truth. And I'd say it to anyone who's like, why don't you follow me? I'll be like, I just can't. I need to stay in my game. And if that's good, if that's bad, that's let it be bad. Though. But I just can't.
No, I love that. And I think it's the best advice for so many people who are listening, who are like, I need to go follow the top people in my industry and I need to say what they say and I need to do what they do because that's why it works. And one of the most powerful things that life coaching taught me, I love this quote and I don't remember, I wish I could give credit, but you can Google it if you're listening, okay, to get the credit. It's arrogant and ignorant to assume that someone else can do exactly what you have done and get the same results.
Yeah, true.
And I remember hearing that and being like,
hear, hear.
Oh my God. Because everything that we do has principles under it. Yet success does leave clues, but it does not leave exact truths. You know what I'm saying? Like the only exact truth is what's inside you. And you said that earlier, right? Like right. We each have our own truth and it's expressed differently. Cause if it was all the same, like really there's just too much competition to be like someone else.
Yeah.
That's true. What I think. You know what I'm saying? Like if I do exactly what someone else does, they're already better at that.
I love it.
Why am I trying to be the second, you know, like why would anyone hire me to do a little bit less version of what someone else is already doing?
Dude, I got to tell you something. So yeah, go ahead. This. So one of the very first coaches, the first coaches I worked with, said something like that to me, and I'll leave names out of it, but it really fucked me up. Mm. She's like, you are the next blah, blah, blah. And dude, I had found out she said that to two other of my friends, and A, not a good look, and B, that is a mental jack up, right? Because now you're like, first of all, I don't want to be the next anybody else. I want to be the first me. Yeah. And cause there is no one else that, and I think that really, set in motion why I keep pretty solid blinders up because I'm working through that, like the codependency of that. It's, you know, and I get that I shouldn't let that hang over my head. But like for someone to say something like that to you, you're kind of like, dude, you know, like, whoa, like now this feels competitive and weird. And I don't want to be that. I'm so different than that. And thank you for the honor of that, but that's different. And I think that kind of jacked me up, you know?
Yeah. And that's like really, really unhealthy. And I have this quote that I put out there all the time. It's like, never settle for the next version of someone else when the best version of you is always available. And it's like, you're one of a kind. Right. And I think I love talking to you because I can tell you come from a very artist background, being a musician.
Yeah.
I see everything from an artist's perspective. It's all about being, I never want to be a cover band. You know, people be like, hey, can you play this blah, blah, blah cover song? I'm like, I don't know. I've literally never learned anyone else's songs. I learned the guitar to write songs, not to learn other people's songs. So I love that about you. I think that's so amazing. And I don't want to take up your entire afternoon because I know you've had a long day and you've got stuff to do. So what I'd love to do is just, where do we want to send people to hang out with you more and learn more about what you're doing and how they can just like keep learning from you? I know there's not a single person listening to this episode that's not fallen in love with you if they weren't already. Your energy is just, you'd give so much. And I love that. So like,
thank you.
Let's give people a chance to make sure they can keep getting connected to that.
I love that. Thank you for asking. I think Instagram's always the best place to connect with me from a social media perspective. So you can link up in show notes. I'm at Judy Holler, J-U-D-I Holler, H-O-L-L-E-R. And then I would say, my goodness, click the link in the bio, get on my list because that's where everything's going down. And our House of And, and it's houseofand.com. And we spell that H-A-U-S, house, baby, House of And.com. We have a House of And masterclass happening. Registration will open for that soon on December 29th. It's getting you ready for the new year. So we teach you the methodology.
On my birthday.
Yes, that's right.
On my birthday.
Oh my God, chills. And it's 11:11. So this is, if you're listening to this, you need to be in our masterclass. So just go to House of And to understand what that entails. And then of course we are actually launching, so House of And will give you all of this, but we're going to be launching very soon as well. I don't know when this airs, but we're going to be rolling out a mentorship, which is a membership. So it's an opportunity to get into our world of House of And improv mindset and opening new doors. So if people like you, I think they're going to love the work we're doing as well. So lots of choices as you get ready. It's, you know, we're in this time of like getting ready for a new year. So who do you want to be? Where do you want to go? And what dreams are you ready to dust the fuck off? It's now's the time. You are spending money. Like right now you are spending money. The clock is ticking. Let's go.
Let's go. So if you could say in like less than 30 seconds to close this thing out to someone who is like, I've had a dream, maybe I've been working on it, but struggling. Cause that's most of the people listening to this are working toward a dream. Like they're not people thinking, they're like, but sometimes they're not 100% in it. Right. They're, in and out, or maybe on the fence, like they're like verbally committed on paper, committed via a website that they started, but maybe not completely committed with their actions. And they're feeling like, I don't know if I really have what it takes. I don't have the experience. I don't have the personality. I don't have the followers. Really just a worthiness issue, which is what I find most people deal with, right? Like, what would you say if you had 30 seconds to talk to that person, and this 30 seconds was either going to convince them to go all in on their dreams and go for it forever, or say, never mind, peace out on my dreams? What would you say to that person?
Number one, that imposter syndrome, which is what you've been describing, this feeling of not being worthy enough, ready enough, despite evidence of success, is an assassin to your dreams. Number two, stop looking outside of yourself for permission, answers, worthiness, right? You have it all inside of you. And you are one door away from a completely different life. The fundamental question is, are you brave enough to open it?
I love that so much. That's so powerful. Thank you. So, dude, I literally felt that.
Good. I'm so glad.
Felt that, which there is like a, there's like an energy of like, hey, we're hyped up. We're excited. We're like doing this thing, which I always want to have. But then there's also this energy of like, we just like cut through some shit. Like, you know, like I grew up being taught kind of a toxic version of the spirit realm in like a really, but I still believe in a version of that. You know, I don't think it's this weird toxic thing that you need to be afraid of or anything like that.
Right.
But I do think that there is a dimension that is deeper than just what's going on in our head. And like, you just cut straight through that. And that was so beautiful. So thank you so much for that, friend. I appreciate it so much.
It's great to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Everyone, make sure to go follow Judy on Instagram. Again, JudiHoller. Make sure and snag the book if you don't already have it. Get the book. Get the book. And check out The House of And. Go to the website, check out her upcoming mentorship. And I believe there's an Instagram for The House of And as well. If you just
Right. Thank you. We do have our Instagram and all that starting to come to life over the next couple of days. So
So just go to Judy's page, check out the bio, check out the link in the bio, follow along with her. She's going to change your fucking life. Everyone, remember that everything you need is living on the inside. Everything, it's living on the inside, and all of the resources you will ever need are right under your nose. Have an amazing day. Thanks for hanging with us today. We'll see you soon.
Ciao.
Thanks so much for tuning in today. Let me encourage you to remember that leadership is all about duplication. So make sure you share this episode with your team and friends. Also, make sure you tag me over on your stories wherever you're listening to the show, and I'll share some of my very favorites to my stories. And I'm going to give away a $50 Amazon card every single week to my very favorite one. Thanks again for listening. Remember, you are worthy of everything you want. You are capable of everything you want. You have infinite creativity and wisdom and life and love living on the inside of you. So go be a light today. Shine, get what you want, and help others to do the same.